They say joy will come along with the morning sun, but it's starless tonight, and this grief, it weighs a ton. And I know this world was more than you could bear, so save me a seat at your table, I will meet you there. 'Cause I loved you once, I will love you again. I knew you as you were, but I've come to understand. To leave the worry a little while, so take my healing hand. When all is said and done, we will begin again. Ooh. It's been a long time since I felt peace in my mind. It's been a long time since I felt peace in my mind. But there on the horizon, I can see the light.
Ron Paley has spent his career nurturing Winnipeg's jazz scene, and now the community is stepping up to build and sustain its future. The brand new Ron Paley Jazz Scholarship Fund is launching to support jazz students at the University of Manitoba's Desautels Faculty of Music, and the campaign kicks off at the Ron Paley Tribute Concert at the Burton Cummings Theatre on May 23rd. This celebration marks the start of a fund designed to help young musicians access the training, mentorship, and opportunities Ron has championed for decades. Your donation keeps that momentum going and helps the next generation find their voice. Whether you're joining the kickoff concert or supporting from home, you can donate today at give.umanitoba.ca/Ron Paley. Help fuel the future of jazz and keep Ron's impact growing. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Hey, I'm Harper K. Smith, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg.
The following program may or may not contain objectionable words, risque, questionable, or nasty and naughty subject matter, possibly graphic depictions of violent situations. If any of the following disturb you in any way, please feel free to tune out and tune back in when the show is over. Have a nice day.
Just deciding, I miss the fighting.
just heard Waiter by Living Hour. Before that, Boys by Hippocampus. And then before that, For a Pessimist, I'm Pretty Optimistic, I Believe, by Paramore. Bro, it's my final show before I freaking leave. And also, this show is super, super special because if you're hearing things, you're like, huh, that sounds like record scratches, Avery, because I brought in some of my favorite vinyls. Yeah, bro. Yeah, I'm a physical media baddie, and if you're not, you need to hop on that train. But yeah, I've been collecting vinyls ever since I was like, I think probably, no, it was 8th grade, so 6 years now. I've counted, I have probably now over 150, hoping to get to that 200, but like, physical media is so cool. But if there's a security camera in here, but if y'all could see the footage of me running around switching, because there's two turntables here, and pause, let me stop you. If you could see, I got beautiful setup of two turntables, and I've just been switching between. So if the freaking transitions are awful, shut it, please. I don't want to hear it. Because, hey, maybe the quality should sound freaking better, guys. Letting you know, maybe it doesn't, okay? But this just means something special to me. And shout out freaking record stores everywhere because they're so fun. Shout out Electric Fetus in the Twin Cities. I'm so excited to go back there and go shopping, but that's where I get a majority of my vinyls. Plus, I just love physical media because why would I pay? Now streaming services are going up and up and up and up because, you know, greedy. And why would I pay so much money for things I can't even own? Like, you can't even download anything off Spotify. You can't even download anything like da-da-da-da. Like, I will always have these freaking albums, and I will always have my freaking record player. So I just, and also I've been getting into, who went to Record Store Day? New topic. Who went to Record Store Day? Because I did, and I didn't get anything that I wanted, and that's okay. Hey, and that's okay. But anyways, yeah. So I freaking love records. Records should live on forever. But yeah, I can't tell you. I'm gonna goddamn, I'm going to play some Childish Gambino, but I'm just sorry, I'm so talkative. I'm just so excited because this is so different than what I normally do, and I'm having a lot of fun. And now I'm expanding my CD collection because before I was just a vinyl girl. And now I'm gonna get a nice Sony Discman over the summer. And I'm going to be on the beach listening to my music via my CDs. And yeah, that's basically my tea. And I'll probably talk more about my vinyl journey and my physical media journey because I just love it so much and it means so much to me. But anyways, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. I'm Avery and this is In Between It Out Of, where every week I play everything from electronic, rock, pop, jazz, and everything in between and out of.
Honestly, when I see your face, I just smile, I guess. I mean, our cars came and the lights were on them, so we could see what the waves look like. I'll be waiting here, on the sand. I remember that first night. You were wearing a Power Ranger black t-shirt. So was I, a different color. So was Moy, and his brother. Not as pure, so insecure. But times have changed. But really, we just looked up at the stars for a couple hours, turned off all the lights on the cars. The world was ours, it was yours, it was mine. The but time flew by like it was prime time, and I'm inside of life. You shouldn't be my wife, you should just be with me on this beautiful night. Maybe we can make things right, and we can do it without any spite. It's just for tonight, and we hope it doesn't end. So we'll drive back to our homes, chilling with our friends.
Ballin' like Jabari Parker, they say I look like him. If we met, bet it would be awkward. Break out the Sudafed, cause the flow cold like a SoCo. I was smoking John Lennon, where my Yoko? Is that call your grandma? You.
back for these other bitches. You can ask why, cause that's my witness. You just don't have a clue who took it. Look in your eyes, I see the envy. I don't check for these other bitches. You can ask why, cause that's my witness. Why are you trying to lie for them? Pretending who you are, but baby, why even pretend? You're trying way too hard. Ego is not your friend. I only speak the truth, no, I'm not trying to offend. Why you trying to lie for them?
Just heard 10% by Katronata featuring Callie Uchis, and then before that Sit by Japanese Breakfast, and then before that V3005 Quiet Edition by Childish Gambino and Sorry Guys. That was more explicit than I thought it would be. And that's why it sounded so awful, and that's why I switched songs, and then the other song was also very... So, that's on me. Hey, that's completely my fault. I didn't even realize, but I'm sorry. Okay. I apologize. But I'm trying to think of more about my vinyl collection. Oh, but I went to Record Store Day. I love Record Store Day ever since my first one. It's just so lovely. It's so cool just to, like, also be in that community that just completely supports and loves physical media. But yeah, I just love, I don't know, I'm trying to think of records I got that mean something. Oh, my, literally my Kawaii one from Childish Gambino is a Record Store exclusive. Like, I think it's just a special coloring, but I didn't have it on vinyl, so I just got it, I think, with my dad. My dad got it for me. But I'm trying to think. Riot, I played the Paramore album earlier. Riot, I actually got literally, yes, no, Saturday, Into the Music. Shout out Into the Music. Amazing. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I didn't get that album sooner, but I guess there's so many albums I want, and then I asked for Christmas, and I'm like, well, I can just get gifted it. I'm just, like, lazy, and I don't want to spend my money, but hey, I'm trying to think. The Boys Hippocampus one, I know, was a... Because Hippocampus is from... Actually, I think my mom's coworker is literally the mom of one of the artists. So, shout out. They're a Minneapolis Twin Cities-based band, and I believe they did a limited special pressing for Twin Cities record stores, and I think that's what that one was. Question mark, I think. I think, yeah. And then the Living Hour track... See, this is so cool because it has a bunch of stories with it. The Living Hour track, that was, I got that, that was from Reem, Miss Digital Planets herself. She got that for me for my birthday. And I didn't even know until about a week ago when I finally, I was like, I'll get new albums, and if I don't play them right away, then I'm like, let me store it for later. And then later never comes. Except for last week. But I didn't realize it's like a special, it's like a beautiful, like kind of like orange crush press thing. And that's really cool. But yeah, thank you, Reem. Shout out, Reem. Lovely. We went to Batty Vision this weekend. Shout out, Batty Vision. Hello, shout out show. Like, hello. That was super fun. I had a freaking blast. And yeah, that was super fun. Me and Reem were there having a lit time dancing around forever. Shout out Charcuterie Shoddy, Sarah and Dre, because they're lovely DJs. More women DJs, we need them. Times 5 million, because not to be biased, but this is just the truth. Like, the women know what's up. Like, trust. Trust, though. But yeah, maybe I'll play some more electronic for you guys. I'm going to play some Moby now, but you're listening to 101.5. UMFM, I'm Avery, and this is In Between and Out of.
Oh, love me. Cause I can't say it back, don't say you're sorry. Cause you've done nothing bad, swallow my feelings. But won't swallow my pride. You know I've got a suit of armor on, you'll never see me cry. I hate the silence. That's why the music's always loud, so many problems. I try to drown them out, 1,000 bottles. Collect your souvenirs. You know it's so hard to admit it, but the only good inside of me is you. I take all of these blue and yellow pills, but nothing seems to last. Like you, you're chasing after something that you'll never catch. Whoa. So forgiving. My friends think you're the best from the beginning. Your friends said it wouldn't last, but this connection, it's something they don't say. You know it's so hard to admit it, but the best time part of me was always you. I take all of these blue and yellow pills, but nothing seems to last. Like you, you're chasing after something that you'll never catch. Whoa.
So
heard Feel Something by Claro. And then before that, you heard White Mercedes by Charlie. And then before that, Uplifting Edit by Toby. Why did I just say Toby? It's Moby. Anyways, that last record, Immunity, I mean, that's one of my top probably 10 records, like albums, period, ever. That record got me through so, basically, like, beginning of COVID. Yeah. That album, before I even had enough records on a physical record, but that album is just so good. And I remember when I saw her live and she was performing some Immunity tracks, I was like, Claro. Claro, that was freaking amazing, because she's just, I just love that album, and it has such like a little sweet home in my heart. But I think it's definitely underappreciated, and it, yeah, for a reason, one of my favorite albums. And it was literally, I remember it was within the first order of vinyls from Electric Fetus that I made. I remember it was in there, and of course I had it. And I think also 100 Gex's album at the time was in there too. And hey, they were ahead of their time. So, like, them, I mean, also then Arca was before them, and so was Sophie. So it's like they were ahead of the times, but the Four Mothers were ahead of the times prior to them. Anyways, but also that Charlie record, I've had that forever. And I remember when my grandma got it, she was like, yeah, I got it for Christmas. And if you don't know what the Charlie XCX self-titled album cover looks like, it's literally her naked with like a metallic like squiggly line over her body. So basically just like boobs, you know. But I remember she was like, yeah, when I picked it up, I was a little bit like, oh, I was like, well, hey, but what are you going to do? Also, I got that, Moby record at Old Gold, and I literally love it whenever I'm getting ready to go out. It's just such a, it's an amazing record to have. But anyways, I'm going to play some of my last chill stuff. I'm going to play some of the Attractions, and then after that I might play my Studio Ghibli soundtrack, maybe Totoro, and I might play some jazz to finish us off, but we'll see. I'm not guaranteeing anything. But you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. I'm Avery, and this is In Between and Out Of. just heard La Malanga, La Malanga by Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Before that, Wind Street by Joe Hisahashi off of the My Neighbor Totoro soundtrack. And then before that, Arms Race by The Attractions. Yeah, wow. I'm just like listening, like, no hate, I'm having fun. This kind of sounds like a mess with my transitions and stuff, which is okay, which is totally fine. I'm having fun, and that's all that freaking matters. But yeah. Oh, I saw the Preservation Jazz Hall live. You guys have already heard me say this about 50 million freaking times. But yeah, I was sat right, my mom got us tickets when we were in New Orleans, for right next to the two trombonists, and one was playing a tenor trombone and one was playing a bass trombone. And it was just super cool. I just freaking love the trombone and I love jazz. It's just always so amazing. And there's 5 million different types of jazz, which is also super, super cool. But also I have My Neighbor Totoro soundtrack and Kiki's Delivery Service, because I was like, let me splurge, because those things are single LPs, and at Electric Fetus, no hate to them, or at any record store ever, when I got them, they were $42 USD each for a single LP. And you know what? Hey, which is treacherous. But then I Googled why, and they were like, well, because it's actually made in the oldest vinyl pressing factory facility ever in Japan. And then they have to make it specially there, or Joe Hisahashi has chosen to make it specially there. And then you have to ship it all the way. So I'm like, you know what? I'll take it, okay? It's okay. It's okay, because I enjoy the soundtrack so much, and I love Joe Hisahashi so much. So there's that. But yeah, this has been super fun. Pledge-O-Rama is coming up, by the way. I'll talk about this next in my next show, obviously, but this is my last live show, guys. Not to ruin the surprise, but I have to pre-record my pledge stuff, and I love you guys, but this is the last one. So I'll see you in the fall, but I love you all. Thank you so much for listening to my gabbing and my ridiculous playing in bad transitions. I appreciate it. But you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. I'm Avery, and this has been In Between and Out Of, and I will see you soon. Bye!
Pledge-O-Rama, UMFM's annual funding drive, is back. Running from 6:30 p.m. on Friday, April 24th to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 1st. 1 week, one goal, one big push to support great radio at UMFM. We're trying to raise $34,000 this year. All of it going straight into the stuff that actually keeps the station alive, not shiny extras. Just the real deal. Behind-the-scenes expenses that make UMFM happen. If the station's been a part of your day, whether it's on the bus, in the studio, in your kitchen, in your headphones while you're avoiding an assignment, this is the moment where tossing a few bucks our way actually matters. As always, we've got an assortment of new merch to say thank you, all with artwork by Brady Fraze, who absolutely crushed it on two amazing designs. Or as always, you can take a tax receipt. Totally your call, we're not picky. If you want to get ahead of things, hit umfm.com/donate. Pledge-O-Rama, April 24th to May 1st. So friends, let's make this thing happen together.
Through Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors, or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
Hey, you're tuned in to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
Careful now, we didn't have time to insert the... So be advised, what you're about to hear contains material not suitable for all listeners.
What a good excuse to listen to Brand New. I actually have never in my life listened to Brand New. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM. Brand New episode coming to you live, third floor, University Center, the beautiful, beautiful University of Manitoba campus. And I say truly beautiful right now, even things that probably shouldn't be considered beautiful, like the Canada geese lying at random intervals all over the place. They don't even flock anymore, I don't think. They don't even hang out together. They're just hanging out singles, like nesting, not even nesting, just sleeping on steps and stuff. Strangely beautiful. I wish they weren't so aggressive so I could like play with them. Does anybody else ever want to play with Canada geese? I hope I'm not alone in this, but it's truly beautiful out here. Sunny, almost summery. I know that's going to disappear once again. We're entering like a fifth winter, but it's beautiful and sunny for now. So let's just focus on that. Let's focus on the now. I hope you've come to listen however you're feeling, however you're doing, however the last couple of days have been. I hope you're here however you are. Got some great, great math rock selections coming up. Math rock has been on everybody's minds, I think, since it's really burst.